Hey, man. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, I don't really think that everybody's really ready for a chick to be in office. Not to say anything about that about chicks. I'm just saying I don't think everybody's ready for that yet.
Nah.
I think we need to get back to rebuilding and then figure out what we're going to do after that. But I don't know if she's the right person for the job. She may talk a good game, but I don't know.
Yeah, what about you personally? Are you ready for a female president personally?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't really say no, and I really can't say yes because I don't know. I mean, a person's a person, you know, regardless of what kind of body parts they have.
Right.
So I'm not sure. But if you think about it, what I'm not ready for is that we've pretty much the last 20 years, the Bushes and the Clintons have had the United States.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I don't think that I'm ready for
more of that.
I don't think I can stand any more of that. So I hope she doesn't do well at all.
Who do you hope for? Do you have anybody? Hey,
for Democratic, I would go for Barack, and then for Republican, it would probably be old boy from New York City.
Yeah,
Giuliani.
Yeah. Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, that's my personal opinion.
No Mitt Romney.
I don't. I'm not. I haven't really been following him at all.
Yeah. I just like saying Mitt. That's the only reason why I put his name up there. I don't have a particular preference.
If you go to Germany, they say Mitt everything because Mitt means with. So
nice.
Yeah. But what else has everybody else been saying?
Well, we've had all over the map. One guy called in and really sounded uninformed. There was somebody else who. Jerianne, can you summarize? I don't have memory.
There was a couple that were for it, and then a couple against it. It's kind of half and half.
Yeah, some people are like they like the idea of a woman becoming president because it's something different and something new.
I don't think she's going to have much luck. You know, I mean, it's just like, I don't know if you've seen Carlos Mencia, a stand-up comedy, but...
I try to avoid it.
Yeah. he said it's not a good idea.
I don't like Carlos Mencia at all.
Oh,
I really don't.
He's been biting on some people's routines, but...
Yeah.
You know, anyway, what do you guys think?
Of Carlos Mencia?
No. The situation.
I don't know. I personally like choosing between Barack Obama and Hillary just to kind of like change things up and change the way that things work. I would choose Barack Obama over her.
But see, question there with the Barack Obama situation. Now, is everybody ready for an African American president?
Right. No, that's a good question.
See, you're going against the grain either way.
If you think
that there's a bunch of morons in the world and a bunch of bigots and and just people who just don't have any common sense, they're going to vote Republican just because of those, if those two end up battling against each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. That's a good point.
It's going to be a frustrating year.
Yeah, you're right. It'll be interesting to see. It's definitely one of the most interesting presidential races of all time, and that we'll ever see. We're pretty lucky to be able to experience it.
There's gonna be a lot of office polls.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So,
get those brackets
ready.
Really,
good luck with you guys' survey.
All right, we appreciate the call, man.
Later, man.
Survey.
I didn't know we were taking a survey.
Yeah. Yes. What did you think about the scene where Harry Potter is trancing around naked with a horse?